Someone's thin silver bracelets clinked. There was no other sound, except far below, the endless splash of the sea against rocks. The central elephant was lumbering forward. Its great feet, heavy with bangles, thudded into the soft sand. The swaying mass of silver chains on its neck and ears and back, brilliant in the moonlight. It wore a scarlet harness of tiny bells and immense pearls, the largest dangling between its eyes, a fist-sized priceless lump. Behind the mask, Myrrhine licked sweat from her lips. The eye-holes restricted her view, but she could see the speaker, Hermia, and the rest of the nine, the girls sitting rigid as if in terror, their bronze masks smiling calmly as the enormous beast neared. Next to her in the line, Retia fidgeted. The tall girl was alert, watching the crowd. Her fingers, light as dust, touched Myrrhine's wrist. "He's looking at you," she whispered. On his pale horse, Argalin should have been easy to find, but he sat in shadow, armour gleaming. The bodyguard of 16 huge men that never left him now, armed and facing outward.